The District Education Officer, Maracha District, Asiki Maxwell, challenges government-aided primary schools in the district and Parent Teachers Association to devise means of feeding learners in schools. He emphasizes that the school feeding initiative is a cornerstone of an educational support, ensuring that hunger never blocks a child's path to learning. According to Asiki, feeding of learners at school is the major determinant of performance in any school, since the capitation grant provided by the government is insufficient to provide meals.
My dear parents, I want to thank you. Please, as you are in your schools, in the PTS, strengthen the Parent Teachers Association so that they support these learners. The issue of feeding is very critical. As the ministry, we recommend parent-led school feeding. That means that parents must be in the lead to provide meals for learners. And that's what makes our learners understand. If we don't support these learners, we cannot get the results. Unfortunately, for some schools in Maracha, some leaders believe that the capitation is enough, which is not true. As parents, we can agree on contribution, especially for food feeding these learners. All the private schools that are excelling in this country have meals in schools. While the government schools, there are no meals. And we expect these government schools to perform the same as us, the private schools. So that is the greatest problem. So my appeal is, parents, the competition is not enough. We need to take responsibility. What can we do to make our children learn? Once we agree on that, we shall see the results.
In order to address the feeding gap in the primary schools, the Member of Parliament elect for Maracha East constituency, Tom Aliti Chandia, has encouraged all the government-aided primary schools to set up school demonstration gardens and provide free seeds of a variety of vegetables.
And I want to begin school farm demonstration. Schools, every school, if you have land, you must have a school demonstration farm, if you have land. And I will buy the seeds myself, tomatoes, onions, cabbages, because these children, the young ones, must begin learning farming from the school. Even by end of this month, if your school is ready, the garden is ready, you tell me the seeds you want is cabbages, basala, even the jilibi, some people call me jilibi, even the jilibi I will buy from me, bamia, what I buy. So the schools, I will give you seeds. And we shall be checking on you. These seeds are not to be taken to your home. They are supposed to be in a school garden.
The Archbishop.